Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Joining me on tonight's episode, or today's episode, is Ciroc.
What's up? Mike.
You can follow him. He is from the Weekly Review Podcast. What was the latest episode about that you guys did?
We actually had an interview yesterday with my buddy, Ozzy Akins. He's a backpack traveler. He's been to 70 plus countries. He calls himself the Black Nomad. And man, he had some funny and very entertaining stories that he told us. So,
all right. So I got to ask he's basically unemployed and he travels around.
So he has his website. He's he's a photographer too. And he does some side work for, he's Jamaican. So for some company back in Jamaica, but his whole thing is he travels for little to no money. Right. So he stays at hostels. He takes public transportation. Mm. This is not
he's going to end up like Gabby Petito.
No. It's he's Black.
No, exactly. Well,
people don't kidnap Black people.
Well, no, but I wanted to ask you about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I talked about this a little bit on last night's live stream on YouTube. And Good Morning America did a story about how not enough publicity for missing minorities as there is for white people that go missing.
Oh, of course.
Now, but hear me out, though. They're running that story, but they're talking about Gabby Petito every half hour on the goddamn show. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
How are you going to run a story about the media not covering, minorities being missing.
And you guys are literally doing the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? This is, there are over 83,000 missing people in the United States right now. Okay. There's no way you can give equal time to that many missing people.
No. And it's what's so special about this one?
Well, it's because she was a big popular social media person.
Was she? I don't know what she did for.
She was, and I will admit, she was young. And there's a lot of stuff about the story. While she was traveling with her fiance, cops stopped them because there was a call about a domestic disturbance.
Right.
Then they go to Wyoming, and he comes back to Florida where they live at, without her.
Right.
I don't know where she is.
So, but just think about I'm just going to say from my standpoint, right? So, as far as, the media coverage, right? Yeah, I get it. It's not even interesting, though, to me. It's so black and white. Hey, two people go on a road trip. One person comes back. The other person's body's found wherever they went, and now they can't find the guy. Obviously, he probably killed her. That's not, it's not some murder mystery that's, that will have you thinking for months or years or whatever like that. It's pretty simple.
But people like the soap opera-ish type stuff, though. If it was just some random homeless woman or something that was kidnapped, even if she was white, it's still not going to get coverage.
No, of course not. But Gabby, she was. I mean, and I don't want to sound I don't want to talk bad upon. I feel like I'm playing the devil's advocate.
You're not. Say it.
It's a young, pretty white girl who has some form of popularity, whether that's, a lot of followers on social media, but the facts of what actually happened are so easy. You don't even have to be a detective to realize what happened. Now, don't get me wrong. They haven't found the guy, and we could all be, all of us could be wrong.
I think he went in the woods and killed himself.
Yeah, probably. And it's so funny. You remember Patrice O'Neill, the late comedian?
Yep.
However, he had this bit. And he was saying how, when black people go missing, it's a wrap. They look for a day and then that's it. But pretty white girl goes missing. It's they will have search parties out there for months just trying to find him. He said if he ever goes out like on a boat or somewhere where he could possibly get lost, that he's going to handcuff a little white baby to him just to be safe.
Patrice was one of those shock comics, man. He was brilliant.
Right.
I loved him. And him and Louis C.K., I don't know if you ever heard.
No, I love Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. and him were on the Opie and Anthony show. I'll have to send you a link to it.
Used to. So I never like, I don't even know if it was ever like streamed like where you can actually watch it, but I would listen to like the audio like on YouTube.
Yeah, no, it was great because Louis was talking about the use of the N-word and Patrice and them were going back and forth and like Patrice wasn't even getting mad. He was just like, say it. Did you ever see that like news story about or that news reporter with that one black guy? I forget his name. He was he was talking about why rappers could use the N-word, but you know, we can and the black guy. The black guy was just like, he said, didn't say it. Like he called.
Yeah,
that's
true too,
out.
Though. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm not a fan of the N-word, and I'll admit when I was, you know, in my high school, middle school, you know, early 20 days, like, yeah, I mean, you think you're a rapper, you know, you try to live that. I mean, obviously the influences is, you know, the sports entertainment, the music you listen to kind of shapes who you think you want to act like. And yeah, man, I used to use it all the time, but you know, the older I got, it was just more like, okay, what the, I'm literally.
Would you use it in front of your dad?
No, I wouldn't use it in front of, like, even, it's just, it's to the point where, like, you kind of grow out of it, and, like, you kind of realize how, like, of a hypocrite you tend to be when you, I mean, I wouldn't want no one say it to me, don't get me wrong, like, I still feel the same way, you know, when it comes to that, but, like, you know, I can't say that and then not really justify why I'm saying it at the same time.
Now, let me ask you, if me and you were riding in the car and we were listening to, like, NWA, like, old NWA songs. And we get to a part, like, am I, like, obligated, like, to not, like, I mean, we're singing along.
I'd probably feel comfortable if you didn't, but with that being said.
I wouldn't say it.
But with that being said, I would already know that you'd feel uncomfortable saying it, so I would kind of, like, defer and not say it as well. You know what I mean? Like, it's not fair. It's not, I mean, I can't tell you what you can and can't say. I mean, like, just, I mean, whether it hurts my feelings or not, like. You know, you're your own person. You're free to do whatever you want. So, yeah, man, I'd probably put on some house music.
what if Gabby Petito's fiance is, like, you know, trying to cross into Mexico where all the Haitians are trying to get into here right now? You know,
you see that photo of the cowboy or the border patrol
right,
on horseback?
I want to hear what you're going to say about this because, all right, so go ahead. I what about it?
I mean, obviously, the photo. It can be say 1,000 words sometimes. That's I didn't know that they were doing it like that.
Like what part of it like bothers
just
you?
On the horse, you got. I mean, it just screamed like.
Are you now? See, this is another thing about the media that I was wanting to talk about because I did cover this, so I won't stay on it very long. A lot of people were saying that the guys on the horseback were using whips.
No, I don't think they were using whips. I think
they weren't. They were using the reins on the horses.
Yeah, but it's 2021. Like, they don't have vehicles. Like, like that just screams, like, you know,
horses.
Slavery.
Horses are good for water, though. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I know, but it's just if I'm a Border Patrol agent and I'm white, like, and I'm picking out, like, what? All right, what am
I
wearing?
It's a bad look.
Yeah, like, let me put on a cowboy hat. Let me ride a horse and let me start chasing some Haitians around with yeehaw. You know, it's what it looks like. You know, and it probably. It was probably justified, I guess, from his point of view. But, you know, like I said, picture says 1,000 words. And, you know, with what has been going on and, you know, the past couple of years. And I mean,
but can't pictures being taken out of context, though?
No, of course. But is there a better way to patrol the border than on horseback with cowboy hats, wrangling up immigrants like they're, you know, like they're fish or something?
Cattle would have been a better like metaphor instead of fish.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, you can't treat the immigrants coming in like they're cattle. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. I get it. I think it's a whole debacle.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it needs to be done the right way. Like, we just can't have people just pouring into our country. Like, I mean, right. like, for example, your dad did it the right way, right? When he came here.
I think so.
I'm just saying, though, I mean, there is, like, America wants people, like, that's what America is about, immigrants coming here. But, I mean, there needs to be a right way to do it. Like, I have no problem with immigrants coming here. I have no problem with that at all. It's just do it the right way, because there are so many people that do it the right way.
Yeah, that's very true. But it's you know, that's what happens when you're, you know, bordered on your northern and southern, you know, when you have countries on your northern and southern border. I mean, it's just, you know, in Mexico being like, I mean, obviously people don't come from Canada, so it's
and
not
how
necessarily
did the Haitians get to Mexico. I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. And like, honestly, if I'm a border patrol, I was like, wow, you made it this far, I might as well let you in. You know, like, would that suck, like, to go all the way from Haiti and you literally get right there. And the next thing you know, here comes Cowboy Harry coming around you up.
And where's Wyclef? You know, the Fugees are reuniting. Why isn't Wyclef down there doing a performance?
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, because Wyclef is an entertainer, man. We can't. There's only, yeah, he has money, but it's only so much you can expect from someone.
I'm not talking about, I mean, he is Haitian, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, what do you expect him to do? Run for president of Haiti? Like,
well, I think he did, actually.
Yeah, but he has no, like, experience as running for, you know, in any, he's not a politician. Like, and that's what, like, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I feel like started this whole, like, well, not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who was the president that was an actor? Was it Reagan?
Oh, Reagan.
Yeah, like, this whole, like, I get it, like, they're talented as actors and Hollywood and stuff like that, but that doesn't automatically correlate with them to being a successful, you know, political figure, let alone a president running a country. Like, can you
now
imagine
let me,
Wyclef?
Okay, well, I understand. Well, you know, Manny Pacquiao was running for the president of the Philippines, right?
Right. Did he win?
No, he's running, though. But back to Reagan.
How do you vote for Manny Pacquiao? Like, you literally watch him get punched in the face thousands of times. You know he has
some type Could you imagine him fighting other politicians that didn't agree with his policies and stuff? Yeah, but back to Reagan, though. Like, how do you think that would have been pictured in modern day times? Because Reagan, there in cowboy movies, it was like he would slap a bitch, like that really? Would be getting mouthy, like just backhand her in these cowboy movies. And I'm like, that was our president.
I mean, it's a movie, first of all. Second of all, like, I swear sometimes I could be the biggest hypocrite, but like, you know, I don't like to judge people on what they did
a
long time ago.
Can I ask what you ate today? You have a very moist mouth.
I have a moist mouth? No, yeah. So every Thursday I exchange my Invisalign out for my new trays. So they take a while to get like adjusted to my mouth and have a lot of like saliva buildup because I ate some French fries and a cheeseburger. So I'm sorry. I think my mic is just picking up way too much.
I was just curious. That was all.
What about now? How do I sound?
I could still, you know.
Can you hear this?
I mean, it's going to be great for the same-sex listeners. Because you're going to be like, oh, man.
Is this, what do you call that? ASM? Whatever it's called.
ASMR? Yeah.
ASMR, yeah. You know what that is? That's me biting your head off. Yeah. They make a lot of money doing that.
But yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on right now.
And who takes the picture, by the way? I always wondered that. Like, who's taking this picture of this guy getting...
I don't know. It was probably like somebody from Mexico that wanted to make it look bad.
No, man, it can't be. Like, so they have like a probably like a designated photographer for all their missions.
What, the Border Patrol? They're like, don't try to cross the river. Or we're gonna on horseback. It's gonna be the cavalry coming in to round you up.
And they say, you know, it'll be a Netflix documentary of it next year.
I wanted to talk about this. There's a story that came out. It's not your imagination. Restaurant drive-thrus are slower and less accurate. What do you think is the best? Let's start at the best when it comes to, and I'll give you mine right off the bat.
Oh, you already know what the best is. Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. I don't care. Like, the cars could be wrapped around the building, and they're going to get you through there pretty quickly. Like,
That's their only downside, though, is that the cars. So, like, have you never been to Chick-fil-A? Like, if I drove past and I saw like two rows of cars around the building, I'd say forget that. I'm going somewhere else. Like, that's their only downside. It always looks like it's, you know, like it's going to take forever. But, you know, as a
double wraparound would move faster than at a Wendy's or a Burger King.
Yes. And you know what's funny? Here in Tampa on, I don't know if you've been to the one, the Chick-fil-A on Dale Mabry, but there is, it's a Wendy's, like, literally right next to it. And I'm sure they're, like, at Wendy's just, like, looking through and just shaking their head about how much business Chick-fil-A is getting versus Wendy's.
They can't handle it.
Like, you imagine seeing your competition, like, right out the window.
And think about this. Chick-fil-A is so good. Like, I think they're one of the, like, most profitable fast food chains right now. And they're not even open on Sundays.
Yeah, that's like, oh man, that's just cocky, isn't it?
Is that flossing, or is that just like, you know, kind of like, yeah, we could take Sundays off?
That might be a little flossing, because you know they throw the whole religion thing into it, but you know, I don't know. I mean, do you think, is there anything even close to Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. McDonald's Publix can be fast at sometimes.
Yeah, but McDonald's, like, they just tend to mess up, man. It's like it's in their. It's like you're not having a full McDonald's experience. Excuse me, if they don't mess up your order, you know.
All right, do you check the bag before you pull out?
No, but I should. I just trust.
And let
them.
Me. And does it piss you off if they tell you to pull forward?
Yeah, like, it's like how difficult really was does. My order.
it does make me mad whenever I have to pull forward. There have been times where I've been in a bad mood and I refuse.
Yeah, and then they like you pull forward, and they come up, and they have nerve to ask you like, so, okay, so what'd you have? I'm like, what are you guys doing there? Like when people order, like how do you, how does the system work? Because what you got going is not working. Like, I mean, I get it. It's good to ask to check to make sure the order's correct, but like, it's literally like, this car ordered this, car pulls up, this is their food. Like why? I don't know.
And do you like the drive-throughs that are the double-laned? Because sometimes they get kind of crisscrossed, like,
yeah,
you know, it really, really does. And then they do this thing where like it once they trap you in, like they got like barriers to one side. So you can't like get out of line in case unless and if you get like upset or you get annoyed or you're just like, you know what? F this. No, they got you cornered.
Yeah. I mean, I like the double lane. I mean, I guess it's good for the customer, you know, from the customer standpoint. But that almost for McDonald's. Chick-fil-A can pop that off. They can handle it. Chick-fil-A can do a double lane. I'm not worried one bit. McDonald's, though, it's like, you guys already get confused with one lane. Now about that, two lanes? Like, you're bound to mess up the order. One way
and what about Checkers? You know, Checkers, they got the double lane, but a lot of people will only go to the right side because it's on the driver's side. You know what? Screw that.
But Checkers is never busy enough for a double lane. Like, they fucked that one up. Like, listen, Checkers, we get it. Your food isn't terrible. It isn't great, but it's not double lane worthy. This shit is not double lane worthy.
But I've seen like even three people, I'll go to the other one and it's easy enough for me to just reach across the goddamn passenger seat to be able to give them money.
Have you ever been to like a Sonic?
Yes.
I don't think I have. Maybe I have once. But do they come up on like rollerblades or no?
Yeah, roller skates, and I've seen them bust their ass on videos all the time. Like, They'll come and they'll eat ass and all the food just goes all over them.
That's I feel
or
like
they
that
pie
was,
face themselves right in there. Yeah, they you know
I feel
what?
Like the rollerblading thing or excuse me the roller wheels whatever you want to call them. Like I feel like that was a great idea in like 1940 and 1950s. Like wow, this is amazing. But like, I feel like Sonic kind of got stuck in that era and they're too proud to like just go to regular drive through.
What's your workman's comp like? You know.
You probably don't get any. You probably sign like a waiver not to void all those benefits. Well, you probably don't even get. I mean, most people work there part time, I assume. So you probably don't even get any decent benefits. And then they drug test you if you even try to claim workman's comp. And if you work at Sonic, you smoke weed. I don't care who you are. If you work at any fast food besides Chick-fil-A, you are smoking a reefer.
Try being an iron worker and you could tell the people that have been doing drugs. Because
they
like, if they get hurt? Yeah, no, if they get hurt, they're like, I'm good. I don't have to go to the hospital because yeah, that's like, the first thing. But get this, though. This one guy did go to the hospital, and he tested positive for marijuana, and my dad picked him up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's like, you know, because they kicked him out. They kicked him out of the hospital. Workman's comp wouldn't cover it. And And the guy was like, well, I was riding in a car with some buddies. They were smoking weed. And my dad was like, well, how did the cocaine get in your system?
Yeah, how do you explain that? You just got to admit, like, yeah, I was doing some lines. Honestly, I thought it was sugar. And next thing you know, I just felt way better really fast.
I mean, there's no such thing as secondhand, secondhand cocaine.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be a way, right? I don't know, a bag explodes or something like that and gets in your face.
Yeah.
You just happen to have the sniffles that day.
You're just sounding like Shaggy. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Well, actually, my buddy was doing blackface for Halloween, so I thought it was the only right I did whiteface, and I didn't have any sugar around, so I figured the next best thing was a bag of cocaine.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. And I've also got this other theory with all these people dying, you know, all the illegal street drugs
mm-hmm.
with the fentanyl. I really do think other countries are like putting the fentanyl like in everything now just to kill Americans.
I mean, well, not really. Well, I mean, okay, if you're like.
Well, why are you even putting fentanyl in stuff?
Usually it's an American like drug dealer trying to maximize his profits and use as less as real drug as possible. Because I know it can't be like the cartel and stuff because they don't want to lose business. They lose business if people die. I mean, who's going to buy drugs from people when
I'm saying
dying?
It's China.
China might be, man. China's been making some moves ever since the whole Afghanistan thing.
Yeah. Man, I'm really, really like, I don't know. I know that I overthink it sometimes, especially since I've been sober. You know, about, you know, the possibilities of, you know, you got North Korea firing off ballistic missiles now. You got China saying that they're going to bring an aircraft carrier by Hawaii because we've had subs off their coast. It just, you know,
you got to think about it like this, Tuttle, right? So it's like you're dying anyway, right? You just basically, once you're born, you're already dying, right? You're living to die. You want to live long. I get it. So it's, if we ever went to war with any of the, other superpowers of the world, like it would just be the end of the world. It wouldn't be like a conventional, you know, we'll meet on neutral ground and shoot each other with our guns and equipment. You just press the red button, the nukes come, their nukes come, and you know, you hug your loved ones and that's it.
But they're saying, you know, they have this theory of why that hasn't happened yet is because of a thing called mutual destruction.
Right.
You know, because if China, look, say what you want. We're never going to go fight China on their land because we only have like, what, 345 million people here. They got almost 2 billion.
Yeah, that's insane. Where do they put
it? So what I'm saying, yeah. Well, that's why for a while there, they said they only had the one kid law. Like, you're only allowed to have one kid.
You know what would be the best weapon besides like a nuclear bomb? Like, if you were really, I mean, obviously you would need the tech to figure this out, but like, if you really want to take down like a superpower, like a Russia or China, like you would have to figure out a way to create like natural disasters, like earthquakes, you know what I mean? To where like, they would just, you can, there's no blame, you know, it's just, that's just what happens. And you have an earthquake in a very populous city like Beijing or something like that. Like, you could do more damage than, you know, an intentional nuke anyway.
Yeah, and then you could just say, it wasn't me.
Yeah, or like hurricanes, tsunamis, like whoever figures out how to do that and can keep it to themselves, I mean, that's, you take out your enemies, they won't even know it. Oh shit, am I giving ideas? Nah, you wouldn't know it. Like, okay, if a hurricane happened in Florida, in Tampa or in Florida right now, like we just kind of just chalk it up and say, well, it's an act of God. But could you imagine if it was just like a created hurricane, you know,
Think about it. Maybe where do most hurricanes come that hit the United States?
Africa. You know, when you told me that, I was at the gym and they were showing like the weather and they were showing like Africa and like, you know, well, basically the whole world. You could see like the hurricanes from there.
Yeah, they're all just coming out. It's like they're firing them right at us.
Like Hadouken's just straight to us.
Yeah.
Payback. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, and then they really messed up because one hurricane season was really bad from all the Saharan dust. All the Saharan dust was like coming across the Atlantic. So it really screwed up, you know, because hurricanes really don't do too well when, you know, a bunch of sand's in the air.
Right.
That's
kind of scary though. Like, right. Like, I mean, what hurricane have you been a part of, I guess, or lived through?
Well, there was back in 2004, we got hit by 5 hurricanes in 1 year in Florida.
Wow. What a year.
Yep. And I got stuck working board op shift overnight. Like I had to sleep at the damn radio station for like a week.
Board operating is not terrible. Kind of fun actually, if you got the right buttons, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It just, and then like I remember the Hurricane Matthew, the last one, it hit over here on the east coast of Florida. We were without power for 10 days in the middle of summer. Think about that.
How long do you think you can survive without power?
Oh, I could handle it. I mean, I just went down to the public park, and they had outside showers, and I just would get in my Speedo or tidy whities and shower right out there in front of everybody.
But isn't it crazy though? Like, I mean, we've had this conversation before about like being able to survive like in the wilderness or something like that. But
oh, I could.
It's just insane how so many people can't though, or like couldn't go like 3 days without electricity.
That's why the rich and the elite, if things all pop off, you know, like we're gonna be good. The ones that have had to struggle.
I don't know, man. I mean, if I was like Jeff Bezos, I'd have like, you know, bunkers everywhere. I mean, he probably doesn't even. If the power goes out where he lives, like his shit just doesn't go off. Like it just stays on.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, look, if it all goes down and you feel like, you know, you can't live off the land, I got you, Ciroc, okay?
I know, but there's not all the land has been taken up right now, man. There's nothing really, I wouldn't say to buy, but it's, I was sitting with my real estate buddy. He's just like, you know, try to get some property as soon as possible because, you know, years from now or decades from now or when your kids grow up, there's literally going to be
they're
nothing.
They're not making it anymore.
Yeah, there's going to be nothing to really claim. You're just going to be
It was the smartest thing my dad ever did. When I was like first born, he bought 20 acres of land in a very small town. Uh-huh. And then they started building developments all around it.
Do you think they would ever do like water properties? Not like beachfront. I'm talking about like actually like houses on water somehow, some way.
Well, I mean, Dubai's making their own islands over there.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, but that's like, you know, they gotta
well,
make
they
artificial...
do have a thing called a houseboat. Houseboats are a thing. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that. But I mean, are they actually like houseboats? You know what I mean? Yeah, not like some nice boat. I'm talking about like actual house.
No, it's a house on a boat. It's not like, no, it is. I mean, it's like 3 bedrooms, you know, a kitchen, everything, you know.
I mean, I think that'd be cool. I wouldn't mind that. Would you live on a houseboat?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, if you had a choice between a land house and a water house, where are you choosing?
Oh, land house all day.
All right. That's fair. I'm definitely land, but I have reasons. I'm a terrible swimmer, so, you know, try to claim some disability.
I did not say that.
I'm just dense. I'm dense. I'm like, what's a dense material?
Muscle.
Okay, besides, like, an element, I guess.
Well, think about that. Most boats are made out of iron. I've never figured. Well, I know it displaces water, but like iron, you would think would be the worst thing to make a boat.
Wait,
out
most
of.
Boats are made out of iron, really?
Yeah, all those cruise ships are made out of straight metal.
Yeah, I didn't know it was iron though.
Yes,
made out of aluminum. Well, smaller boats are not made out of iron though. Not like
boats
you go fishing.
No, fiberglass.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You could.
One of the last stories I wanted to talk about. Now, I want to see if you went to the zoo and you had kids, would you like, you know, you make them, you cover their eyes or whatever? But,
at the zoo?
Yeah. Because gorillas shock onlookers with oral sex show at the Bronx Zoo in hilarious video. And now everybody's upset about it. I'll send you a link to it later.
Oh, man. Well, I got to know. I'd never seen a gorilla dick in my life.
Yeah, well, turns out humans aren't the only ones who get down and dirty for sexual pleasure. A pair of frisky gorillas at the Bronx Zoo proved that when one was filmed performing oral sex on its partner in front of an aghast zoo-goers. A clip of the NSFW scene. Well, come on. Now it's animals. How can it be not safe for work scene? It's currently blowing up on social media. But animal experts, hold on, goddamn thing came up. But animal experts report that it's all completely normal.
I mean,
I did not know that.
I mean, they're the closest thing to humans. So I don't know. I feel like if gorillas are giving each other oral, it's probably like for like cleaning purposes, you know?
Yeah. One of the guys said, I was in the gorilla exhibit with my 4-year-old daughter and niece. He said, my wife had to stay outside the exhibit with my sleeping son, so I wanted to capture a lot of the video. Then this magic happened. The resulting footage shows the gibbon simian servicing his partner while he splayed out on the ground as onlookers. They're using a lot of weird words. G-U-F-F-A, a guffaw, and turned their children away. I don't know. I think I would be like, look, son. Do not blink. Watch.
I feel if a kid saw that, like, he wouldn't even understand what's going on unless, like, you, like, told them what was going on. You know? Like, I would just say, oh, son, he's just fixing something. He's fixing some of the other gorilla.
Oh, this is not the first time they've had a problem at the Bronx Zoo. Maybe gorillas up there, they got two gorillas.
They had OnlyFans.
They had two gorillas 69ing.
Oh my God. These are freaky diggy gorillas.
I don't know. I thought it was a funny story.
Are there female gorillas or is that a stupid question? I always thought
gorillas. There is.
What's a guy trait though? That's a guy. They're all guys.
No. You have silverback gorillas, which are the males, and then you have female gorillas.
Okay. So, but you're never going to see a big ass female gorilla.
No.
Okay. Oh, so these were two male gorillas doing this.
No, this was, they said partner. They didn't say two male gorillas. So I don't know. Maybe they might be gay gorillas.
Gay gorillas. I mean, some animals are gay, right? I don't know. They do gay. I don't want to get this conversation.
I
don't
want to
get you in trouble. Yeah.
All right, we're going to leave it at that, man. I got to go in and eat. I got really bad sunburn today because I was outside fishing. Well, do you want to understand why? Because I actually look halfway decent now because I've been working out. I was out there without my shirt on.
Flexing?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's what you got to do, man. I always tell people, like, listen, to all your listeners, whoever's listening, whoever's downloading this, if you got it, flaunt it. You know, if you've been busting your ass at work, show it off. If you've been doing crunches in a gym and hitting the bench press, take your shirt off, show it off. It's Florida, man. There's not a lot of places you can just be half naked all the time and feel good and not be judged, man. Just show it off. Flex if you have to.
See, when I get my base tan, I'm good. Like, I won't get burned anymore. It's just the initial, like...
What's the base tan? I mean, what's the difference?
Like, I look like I got Indian in me, kind of, almost. Like, when I get really tan. My dad was the same way.
Wait, okay, so before you go tanning, say you're pale, say it's been wintertime, whatever. Then you go out, you go tanning for how long? An hour? 2 hours?
Yeah, you know I owned a tanning salon at one time, right?
Do you prefer the fake tanning or the real deal?
Well, the fake tanning. Because you can control it, yeah.
Yeah, but then you come out smelling like burnt lead or something.
Nah, and I had to clean all the beds, man, and you could tell, like, when people, like, ate, like, a lot of garlic or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they would tan, and you would have to go in there and clean the bed. You could just smell the garlic sweat.
Let me ask you this. What is the point of tanning? Like, there's no health, you know.
Vitamin D.
Okay, yeah, we get vitamin D just being outside, but, like, what's the point of just sitting? I mean, you don't go tanning for vitamin D.
Hey, man, guess what? I used to own one. If I still own one right now, you'd be screwing up my profit, so stop it.
Well, we can buy one. I mean... All I'm saying is make sure your skin is healed and peeled because in 2 weeks, we're going to be outside at Raymond James and you want to talk about hot sun. It's going to be super hot. Playing against the Dolphins at Raymond James, TB12.
I'm not confident. Not confident since Tua is a paper tiger now.
Yeah, what happened to him? He sprained his ankle or something?
No, he 3 broken ribs.
What the fuck is he? Whatever.
The last game, well, they got blown out by the Bills 35-0.
Was that before he broke his ribs or after?
Well, he went out in the first quarter.
Oh. They probably would have lost anyway, but...
Yeah, all right. Anyways. All right, Chirag, tell people how they can check out the Weekly Review and find you online.
Okay, perfect. Weekly Review, you can check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iTunes, same thing as Apple Podcasts. Just type in the Weekly Review, or you can type in my name, Chirag, which is S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, not spelled like the liquor, but I promise you, I taste way better.
All right, buddy. I hope you have a great day.
You too, bud.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview that I just did with Ciroc. I think me and him are getting some really, really good chemistry, as well as Charlie Alamo. But before I get into my next topic, I want to congratulate Lummix from the Bubba the Love Sponge show on the birth of his child. And I'm here with my friend Fish on Jay. He was here yesterday. What's the name of his kid? Do you remember?
His name is Walker.
Walker, like Walker Texas Ranger, yeah?
Oh, he's going to be a badass just like him.
He's already a big kid. Did you see the feet on him? And I'm not saying anything bad. Like, I mean, and then to see Lummy holding his baby, it was so adorable. But, you know, like, Lummix is so big, he makes even the baby look small.
Oh, that kid is going to be big enough to be the next Bucks defensive lineman, I'm telling you.
So, all right, I'm not going to mention any names. Do not mention the place where we're at, because I told my mom that I would not mention the place. But yesterday, Fish on Jay was out here fishing, and absolutely nobody bugged us. Nobody at all. The ownership at the place, the Hobo Fish Camp that I live at, did not say anything to Jason yesterday while he was fishing, correct?
Nope, didn't say a damn thing to me.
All right, so we're down here in the corner near his house, and Ramona, who is from Trinidad and Tobago, you know, let me ask you. I asked her what you call Trinidad and Tobago, like the citizens, and she said they call them Trinnies. Doesn't Trinnies sound like a racist word if you just hear it?
If you would have told me that yesterday, I would have been more prepared for that.
Yeah, but no, she said, I was like, all right, I'm just making sure, like, I can call you Trinnies, right? And she was like, yeah, no, it's not a racist thing. But so yesterday, I think that he thought you were a guest of Ramona's. Don't you get that feeling?
I would guess so. If he would have saw her and me together, he would have probably guessed that, which I think that's what he guessed this morning.
All right, so I come over, and I'm over here because you're in the corner trying to catch this big-ass tarpon. By the way, let people know that I'm not BSing about this tarpon. It is pretty goddamn big.
Yeah, we got tarpon here that are 4 to probably 6 foot long, over 100 pounds. They're chasing the mullet right now. It's the fall season, so the mullet are feeding up as the mullet come through. And about another month or so, these tarpon are going to be way down south.
Now, I think the problem you're having is that there is so much bait in the water is why you're having a hard time actually getting him to. Because right now, I caught some live mullet on your net that you brought today. I think that's the problem you're having, because in mullet, it's safety in numbers, and there's just so much bait that you're not able to get them to strike on what you got on your hook.
Yeah, this hundreds of mullet and pods are all around here, including going down about maybe 20, 30, 40 yards from here. There's still schools of mullet just swimming around, and right now, with just one mullet around, they're just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Matter of fact, one of the mullet that you got me, I lost it to a shark. So I had to go ahead and rehook everything and got one more mullet on the hook.
Now back to the guy. So I was down here fishing with you, and when he asked if you were a guest of Ramona's, I spoke up and said, no, Jason is a guest of mine. What did he say right after that?
Right after you said I was a guest, he said, Pat, now remember, you got to go back to the office. It's $5 per guest.
Exactly. And did you have to pay yesterday?
Nope. He saw me walking back and forth and didn't ask me any questions.
Well, see, now what does that lead you to believe? That once he found out that it was my guest, that, oh, you got to pay that $5. I know $5 isn't a lot, but I went up there because my mom wants me to be polite and everything. But now can you see and understand my frustrations with what's going on around here?
He's a biased, gummed up mother effer.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, going to probably be back in a few minutes. If you get a chance, if you're in the Brevard, Volusia, or Flagler area, check out my newest sponsor, IanHannaHomes.com. The guy is really, really great. He is an expert when it comes to drone footage. You know, what's one of the most important things here in the state of Florida? When you buy a house, you want to make sure you have a good roof, right, Jay?
Exactly, because, you know, Florida and hurricanes, they come together very, very well.
And the real estate market has kind of changed, because now with the drone footage and the 360 like virtual tours and stuff, like you don't even really need to go see the house. But when you go to IanHannaHomes.com, you can easily check out the house. You know, if you're afraid of the pandemic right now and you don't want to go out and be around people, check out IanHannaHomes.com. Going to take a quick break. Be back in just a second. Guys, I wanted to come down here and talk to my newest friend, and she's really, really cool. We've gone on walks and everything. I'm with my new friend, Ramona. Ramona, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
All right, so Ramona, tell people a little bit about yourself. I think you're, I know we talked the other day. Is it Trinidad and Tobago or Tobago?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad and Tobago. And you said it's one of the smallest islands in the Caribbean, you said, correct?
In the world, yeah.
Okay, so now I was talking about this, and I know that, now what is the correct use? I already know what this is because we've discussed it, but I want my audience to know. Like, when you're from America, you're an American. When you're from Florida, you're a Floridian. What do they call people or citizens of Trinidad and Tobago?
Trini or Trinbagonian.
Wait, say that one more time.
Trini, if you're from Trinidad, and if you're from Tobago, Trinbago.
Trinbago. Okay, so yeah, so I'm not going to get in trouble for calling somebody a Trini, right? Because I'm always afraid, like, you know, I Trini kind of sounds like, but I can understand that. Like, if you're from Florida, you, like I said, you're a Floridian. So I've already caught you one mango snapper. What have you thought? Like, yesterday, you hung out with us all day yesterday. My mom cooked some bratwurst. How did you like the bratwurst?
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, and then we were talking about it, and you said, oh, I need some ketchup. And I was like, no, you eat a hot dog and sausage with just mustard. I don't know. Like, what are some of the foods that Trinidad and Tobago are known for?
We're known for our curry.
Curry. Oh, and by the way, we ate the curry. Spicy as hell. I'd been having problems with my sinuses, and no more. Gone. Like, it cleared my nose out. It was delicious. And then it was pepper chicken, correct?
Pepper shrimp.
Oh, yeah, pepper shrimp. And that was absolutely amazing. So how is the construction going on at your trailer? I mean, I know that you've been having problems with those people before. Like, I mean, is everything, like, running smoothly right now or no?
I'm still waiting to see if it's going to be done.
Do you need me to go talk to those guys, those ones that were, you know, kind of, well, we're not going to mention them by name or anything. No. But I think sometimes, you know, American men that are construction guys try to take advantage of women sometimes, though. Like, they don't know what they're doing. But the thing is that you do know what you're doing. Like, you're a very strong-willed woman. And I think you did. You called them out on their BS. I think you did.
Yes, I did. And they didn't like it.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, Ramona, I'm very grateful to that you have moved here. I think you're a great person and stuff, and it's always nice to meet new people from other countries.
Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you guys enjoy the weekend. I hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you on Monday. Bye.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.